Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode 50.
Yay!
I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today...
Bryn Monroe.
James, I brought the party rings. Ross.
Yeah, you did.
Ben Meredith.
Lydia, I'm wearing a hat. Nicholas.
Who are you playing? Who are you playing?
He's distracted by party.
Bryn is drunk right now. He's had too much party sherry.
Very drunk.
Turns out, because I'm playing Hamid the Halfling Sorcerer, one thimble of sherry is enough to make me completely wasted.
Sir Bertrand binds a carafe MacGuffin.
Zolf, nothing funny to say. Smith.
Sasha, sad and resentful racket.
So.
Sasha, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
Yeah. It's my party, now please get out of the room so that I can skulk in the corner alone.
So picking up where we left off. Everything's fantastic. You won.
I think Bryn's just gone out to the balcony. Hammer's just gone out to the... Well, Bryn's just gone out to the balcony to talk to his adoring public.
Which ones? There's a lot. By which I mean everyone. They like you guys a lot.
Mm-hmm. All at once. Do you have like a loud hailer spell?
No.
Oh.
I've often thought one would be useful.
But then you met Bertie. Yeah,
just got him to repeat what you said.
I need a translator. What for? Loudness.
You do well in a lot of political circles with that.
Yeah. That's why he's part of the upper crust.
Bread for it.
Because it was a pie, because I cooked a crust.
Ah.
Lydia looked really confused.
Yeah.
It was really good as well.
I only have a pun inadvertently.
Just your look of pure, what, why, what?
Picking up where we left off, everything is, like you said, awesome. You're in Latreon.
Because we're part of a team.
With Hamid. Surveying his fans from the balcony, chanting the rackets, until one of the people on the rooftops notices that it's Hamid and begins chanting his name, and then that cry supplants the Rangers as they all are cheering your name.
I bask. I don't have anything to say. They wouldn't hear me anyway. I look like I'm saying something, but actually I'm just going, yes, yes, please applaud more. It's great.
The nearest ones on the rooftop cheer more as if you've said something, so everyone on the ground cheers more as if you've said something.
Bertie hears this and is going to get in on this clearly, so he emerges onto the balcony.
There's another huge cheer.
I step up like onto a railing and do the thing that like the referee in a boxing match does. I grab Bertie's hand and like pause just for the cheer to start going down. And I lift his hand into the air.
Yeah, you're welcome. You are welcome. Yes.
It's uproarious.
Yeah.
Sasha continues sitting at the dinner table, eating Dire Lobster and pointedly not looking at Zolf, just looking anywhere else in the room.
I am sitting in a very large armchair, angrily reading a paper and every so often looking over it at Sasha, who's not looking at me and going back to angrily reading the paper.
Are you turning the pages like...
Yeah, I'm like...
News! I see there's some news.
Also properly sulking. It's like, look at me reading this paper because I don't care what you think because this paper is so interesting.
Is it an English paper?
Well, I'm going to assume so because I don't speak French.
Well, I don't know. For all I know, you could be that annoyed watching reading a French newspaper upside down.
No, I can tell where a headline is. Come on.
Well, then
no,
you get,
I am reading the Times.
Then you get a very interesting headline. Barrett has been captured in London.
Oh.
Superintendent Haringey, formerly Sergeant Haringey, having successfully captured Barrett, has received one of the largest promotions in police history, and Barrett is now awaiting multiple counts of murder, extortion, and just about everything under the sun, and is currently being held under extreme supervision.
Sasha?
Oh, I'm sorry,
no,
Zolf.
Sasha,
I don't have more tragedies for you to be jealous
Sasha.
Of, because they're not... Sad enough, I've got some lobster.
Barrett's been captured!
What? What? No.
Yes,
you read that wrong. You can't read French,
well,
Zolf.
It's an English paper. It's the Times. Just look, look. I'll turn the paper around. Look, come over here.
Still won't look at Zolf.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to have that wrong. Takes the paper away. Snap!
In response to the unusual amounts of rioting and other violence in other London in recent days, a large covert police operation was organised by Haringey, and with the assistance of local hero Greg Coulson.
Greg!
Oh, yeah, Greg! Greg with his quiche!
He was successfully subdued, restrained and removed, and now they are sending a number of operatives down in order to provide aid to those who are obviously going to need it in the new power vacuum.
Oh, wait, what? No, like, I don't understand. That's... I mean, the thing is, Barrett was evil and horrendous, but the thing is that while he was there, like, you know, the ceilings didn't cave in, and there wasn't rot growing up the walls, and people generally ate. I don't know, like, if he's not there, are they going to look after them? Are they going to take care of people, or is it just going to be fighting again? Like, I mean, sometimes stable horror is better than what came before it, you know? I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, well, maybe someone will step into the power vacuum quickly. Or, I don't know, Haringey seemed like a decent guy. Maybe he's going to...
Yeah, maybe he'll look after everyone there.
Yeah. Also, Sasha, I'm sorry. All right? I'm sorry. That was out of line. I'm still depressurizing from everything that's happened. And, yeah.
Right.
Whatever. Do what you want with that information. Whatever.
Fine. Okay, fine. Whatever. That. Yeah, okay. That. Good. Cheers. Right.
Sure. Cool. Right. Good. Can I have my paper back?
Wait, give me a sec. Yeah, okay. Sure, you can have it. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Right.
All right, fine.
All right, good.
Yeah. Nice.
No, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Would you like me to get you anything from the table while I'm up?
Maybe a claw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
there you go.
Meanwhile, on the balcony.
I wasn't going to stop that for anything.
I have, by the... merely the presence of hand gestures, divided the crowds outside into two, assigned one half to Bertie and one half to myself, and we're now having a competition to see whose half of the crowd can cheer louder.
There's a reason these two are friends, isn't there?
I'm going to allow this. There is no winner.
Can I have a suggestion for a non-geographical location?
They say, submarine!
I heard submarine!
Cheese! Monkey!
Supermarket! Spatula! Gynecologist!
So.
Bertie's arm is sore from waving.
Hammond has wave stamina coming out of his ears.
Have you taught Rutor to wave?
That's the thing I can do. It's handle 24 animal. Hours. Handle animal.
Oh, dress him up like the...
No, it does not go well. 2 + 7 = 9.
He's too busy staring adoringly into your face in a manipulated way to wave.
When are you going to let that go, Alex? When? I mean, I don't care. It's Bertie who did it. Like, it's not okay.
Continue hating Bertie. That's genuinely why he does.
Yeah. That's the reason the character's
there. Skill. Yep. Well done, James. We still hate you.
Skipping ahead to the next morning, there is a knock at the door. Does anyone open it?
I think.
No, we have people to do that for us.
Correct!
Yes.
You pass the test. One of your servants opens it. More servants come in. They are carrying sacks. They look around for a moment, quickly get a temporary table set up by the entrance. They begin emptying the sacks, which are full of envelopes. They end like some more. And some more.
What is this?
And some more. And there is a large pile. Eventually someone comes up and goes, we selected the ones we thought you'd be most interested with and have arranged for the left to be stored at your leisure. What? Oh, also, we thought that you would want this delivered personally. And one of them hands a telegram to Hamid.
What are these?
It's your letter. Your
mail.
It's your mail. What, okay. Sir?
Bertie just
six
kind of,
bags.
Bertie flops backwards onto the table, starts roaring around. I am covered in glory. This is brilliant.
Have you never sent a note to a soprano after a particularly moving aria or something like that?
Do I look like the kind of dwarf who sends a note to a soprano after a particularly moving aria?
I prefer a good bass tenor myself.
Hammond, are you saying that all these people know where we live?
No, they know where we are. That's not the same thing.
I mean, that's just as bad.
Well, yeah. But they're literally watching from outside. I mean, we were on the balcony waving. Yeah, obviously they know where we are.
I think we should get another place to stay.
Well, I mean,
We need to discuss what we're going to do next.
Get somewhere where less people know where we are.
Well, I'm still awaiting the delivery of the Circlet of Command, the crowning glory of the Carthaginian Empire.
I'm just going to read this telegram.
Dearest son, stop. So proud, stop. Inbound, stop. So proud, stop.
Hamid starts shaking.
You're right.
Yes, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Everything is fine and somebody, really, really good.
Is somebody sending you death threats? Give that here.
No.
I snatch it away.
All right. What?
Parents coming.
What?
Wait, are you all right? Do we need to get you to a safe place?
I'm fine. Totally fine.
But if absolutely your parents fine. Are coming, are you sure that you're going? You don't need a safe place? I can sharpen some daggers for you.
Proud of me.
Okay.
I look really confused.
Right. Yeah. Were they?
That shouldn't be a surprise. Hmm.
Yeah. What? Like, aren't
saved
you,
the world.
Aren't you pretty successful at stuff?
Yes.
Most of the time, haven't
yeah.
You?
No, that makes sense. Hmm.
Right. Well, good. I see no further need for investigation on this matter.
Okay. Well. Yes. Familial issues aside, yes, we will need to discuss where we're going next. Probably.
Well, I also have a massive amount of Carthaginian jewels to fence and an enormously valuable pair of legs.
Well, isn't Zulf going to use the legs?
Don't you want to walk around, Zulf?
I mean, if they're not evil, obviously. I didn't think they were evil.
Not using the products of that thing.
Oh, well.
We've all been using the products of that thing for years, Zulf. It was running the entire financial system.
No, I'm not. I'm not. Look,
if they didn't wither up in your spells, then they're probably not evil, right?
That's not the point. They're the product of countless deaths.
We're all the product of countless deaths, Zulf. Like, we're all
that's how parenting works. Yeah. Eventually they die.
All just the product of the people that managed to survive by slashing up as many other people as they could. Like, I mean, apparently, one of my parents was some kind of gang lord. I don't know how many people he slashed up. Doesn't mean that I'm evil, probably. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it does.
Wait, they might have been stolen. I mean, that thing didn't seem very good.
Do you think they're stolen? Not very good at what?
Coming up with original ideas. I'm just saying that they, you know, at the very least, the schema might have been purloined from somewhere.
Like copying someone's legs, for instance.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think that as legs, they're inherently evil.
Are you going to blame Bertie for all of the ills that the upper crust have done to all of us?
Well, maybe if you don't want them, Zulf, maybe we should sell them.
Yeah.
And from the proceeds, we should buy you something different as legs, and then we can split the remainder four ways.
I mean, do you think I'm evil because me being alive is the product of that thing apparently fixing me up again? Like,
no.
Sometimes you just gotta take what you can get, and these seem good, and they're made for the sockets in your legs now.
Right. I don't want them.
I suppose it's your legs, it's your body.
I will find another way to sort this out. I'm not having a reminder of... We did still effectively murder about 23,000 minds.
They were already dead.
Yep. And we can justify it to ourselves as much as we want.
I wasn't actually having a problem justifying it before now.
There is a knock at the door.
Enter!
Sir Bertrand.
Yes?
We think it appropriate that someone open the door for us.
I wave at one of the servants.
They come over and open it. Two unnecessarily sinister gnomes stand on the other side of the door.
Bertie rolls his eyes.
I'm sorry, is this relevant? We've got something quite important to talk about.
I believe Sir Bertrand will find this relevant. Would you please bear with us one moment? We apologise for the inconvenience.
I suppose so.
Sir Bertrand. We have been made aware of your most recent efforts.
Vast heroism, world-saving epoch, defining heroism, I might say, discovering mysteries lost to the ages and saving the world. Pretty heroic, I'd say.
I mean, I know I'm biased, but he was really impressive.
Yeah, and he saved some legs in distress as well.
Yeah, very sad legs, like, oh. And just take the legs out and tips them slightly forward as if they were sad.
They pull out a pad and sort of note it, pass it to the other one notes. Again, perfectly coordinated. In lieu of your recent actions, both with the diadem, in addition to your actions regarding, more importantly, the events at L'Arc d'Ordinateur, you may consider your contract completed, null and voided. Thank you.
What?
Wait, what?
They turn and begin leaving.
What? What? Hang on. What?
Is there a problem, Sir Bertrand? Should you wish to enter into a new contract, we would be happy to entertain the notion.
No, that's fine. So you're saying that this whole business is sorted, that the McGuffing estate is no longer in any sort of debt whatsoever?
Acts of heroism are calculated with the number of affected parties. Given that the number of affected parties are approximately most of humanity, excluding the Americas, we can consider you having fully paid your contractual debts. Congratulations, you are the first McGuffingham in three generations to achieve this. Congratulations. Should you sire an heir, we will again, of course, be in touch. Thank you.
Well, Bertie, congratulations.
Excellent. Right, I'm off. See you later. Lovely meeting you at Sasha and Zulf. Hamid, I will see you at the next Old Boys of Trinity meeting. Toodaloo.
Leave the legs.
What?
Well, they're Ranger's property and you're no longer part of them.
All right, fine. I'll take a quarter of the legs. We didn't want them.
Don't want the proceeds.
Fine, let's sell them, and then I will leave and never see you again.
Right, well, thanks for all the help, I suppose.
Good, chop chop, let's get these sold.
You don't... You're really just going to go, Bertie?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Bertie does not notice this.
Good, well, if you wouldn't mind leaving, because we're going to have a discussion about where we're going next, which does not involve you.
Bye, Brutal.
Presumably you head out of the flat.
Yep.
Okay.
With the legs.
Hey.
Gonna sell these then, are we?
Yes, but not right now, because we're doing important things.
Fine. And Bertie's staying there in order to make sure he gets one quarter of the legs money, because that was like 20 grand, I think. From a
30.
30 grand. Yeah. So that's...
They were 30 per leg. Yeah.
30 per leg.
Mm-hmm. And there was an arm.
Are we going to sell that arm you got as well, Sasha?
Oh, yeah, you saw that. Right. Yes, that. Can also go in the pile.
Sasha, I expected that much of Bertie, but not you.
What? It's blue.
At least go in a bedroom. I have no interest in you hearing about our future plans if you are no longer going to be part of the Rangers. Now get out of my earshot.
Very well.
Bertie goes off in the direction of...
the balcony for some more basking.
Yeah, the balcony. Goes off to the balcony for more basking.
Right, sorely tempted as I am now to put on the legs just to annoy Bertie. So, next thing on the list, we'll have to find a replacement for him.
Yeah, we'll probably need a...
fighter.
Basically, we need another one of those sentient bricks that we have.
We need something that means that I can get... They absorb the front of a monster, so I can get around the back and we dig in.
And I think next is probably... What, Cairo, do we reckon?
No, we're going to go north, remember?
Oh,
we're going to get a gyrocopter. We're going to fly.
Yes.
There's a knock at the door.
But...
What is it?
I wave a servant.
The door opens to a wild who's looking a bit nonplussed at the reaction. He's holding a letter. Sorry, I can come back later. Do you need a bit more time?
No, please come in.
We've had a lot of news, is the thing.
Well, I should hope so.
As you can see from the drifts on the table.
Comes in, closes the door. Yes, good, isn't it?
No.
This one's for you, by the way. Hands it to Sasha.
What, a bit of fan mail?
It's a telegram.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, sits down. So, I think... I should update you quickly.
Should we get Bertie back in the room for this?
Yeah, sure. Well, good news all round, actually, for a change. Firstly, you were correct to send us off looking. There was a fluidics expert and some others working in London on that. That's been shut down. They haven't acquired any specimens. Same in Cairo, thank God. Also, quite proud of myself on this one. We managed to summon most of the meritocratic forces to examine the crater. There's nothing left whatsoever.
Good.
Good job there.
Oh.
Presumably you're quite happy about Barrett as well.
I mean, I don't know if I believe it. It's quite strange.
Sasha's a bit concerned about the state of
the other
people London.
The left behind.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. Guivre, the French meritocrat, the one who's responsible also for England, Guivre has decided that the Other London situation has been left long enough and has been arranging for funds and aid to be sent down in order to bring them fully into the city and to expand the realms of the city downwards. They will be receiving a number of amenities and other help.
We're not having any of this whole, like, hey, you poor lot, get out, so more.
No. They're assembling, basically, a council of people who are considered high up in the Other London community in order to guide the efforts. They will be receiving the help, but they won't be told what to do.
Is Greg on the council?
Funny thing about Greg.
Would you want him on the council? I know he liked quiche, but...
He declined a place. He makes an excellent meal, and as far as I understand, he's now going to be running a restaurant chain or something.
Wasn't really paying attention. For Greg.
Good at cooking. Wasn't
Greg's sure. The baker's, is there?
Oh! Yes!
Oh! Yes, it is.
Oh, no. And I apologise for anybody who's not British.
Brilliant. There, have a sandwich.
But not from Greg's.
No, from Greg's.
Have a sausage roll.
Yes.
It's made of eel.
Oh, I want one of those. Stuff. They're awful, but I do like them.
Yeah, they're not good. Anyway, carry on.
So the question is, what to do with you all now? I'd like to thank you for services rendered, and time to discuss payment and retirement, I suppose.
Well, there's still a lot to do. The mission
like
we were given.
One of six.
Where's the simulacrum, though?
Ah, yes. Well, long story short, with the majority of the ordinateurs destroyed, it was very clear to us that the majority of the plans must have been found amongst them.
I turn to Zolf and say, are these memories real? Because this is all working out spookily well.
Oh no, that's so possible. Oh, no.
I don't know if I believe all of this. Like, I don't know. It's too right.
He leans across to Sir Bertrand and go, I always thought I was dreaming, but this is ridiculous.
That's not funny, Mr. Wilde.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
If it was anybody else, Bertie would just like take this as like this is the correct answer because like this is so like yes, I want to retire with a massive amount of money and then go and live in Morocco and be oiled. That's his ultimate end game. But given that it's Oscar Wilde, he's a bit more suspicious. So can I attempt something like a sense motive check or something like that? Which I'm at -1 for. 13 -1 is 12.
He seems on the level, although he's making a lot less puns than normal.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hamid, I don't think this is right. Can I talk to you in the other room?
Yeah? Why is it?
I think we should just all
Wait,
go and discuss
any, this. Have you got any news for me? Anything?
Oh, sorry, yes. Regarding that, I've been making arrangements, again, about the legs. I understand that you have a set yourself, although, given the situation, I can't exactly see you wanting to walk off in a brand new pair, obviously. I think maybe you'd... I thought you might prefer an alternative. I've been speaking to...
He's got a massive horse. Massive horse for you. You're going to ride a massive horse all the time.
I'm going to be a centaur.
A massive horse.
I've been speaking to Bishop Julian. I realise...
Bishop...
Julian.
Okay, and he's...
I realise he's of the Apollo Church. Right. We have sent out missives to Poseidon, but you tend to linger around the coast as a people, so we're still waiting back.
Yeah.
Julian has agreed to perform a restoration for you, should you wish.
Oh, so I'll get both my legs back?
Yes.
Oh, what a perfect solution. Anything else at all? Like, how about parents?
Your parents?
Yeah.
We haven't got a message to them yet, but I suspect they're proud.
Oh, no, they're dead.
Oh, dead right. Proud.
Right. Yes, Mr. Wilde, if you wouldn't mind, we'd just like to have a bit of a...
I'm feeling a bit like a gift horse here right now.
Yeah.
Would you like to check my teeth?
Why don't you go check your own teeth in the hallway?
Fair enough. He turns around and heads out to the hallway.
Knocked out and scattered all over the floor.
Sasha is going to look at the telegram that was given to her.
It has two sentences
in
on
case it.
It
has any bad news. She's desperately hoping that it's bad news because that would make her feel like some of the rest of it might be real.
It says, go back, stop, get out, stop.
Guys, look at this. Someone is still trying to get a message to me.
Oh, geez.
Go back, get out of here. We are still... Something is wrong.
This is all too good to be true. Genuinely, this is too good to be true.
We need to go back to the crater and see what's going on.
this is not...
It's too neat.
It's just so neat.
You really think that they'd write off your contract like that?
It's not even that. It's the whole, oh, we've just decided that Simulacrum's not important anymore. We don't need you to do that.
That's
you...
a bit strange, yeah.
Also, your parents just coming over so proud?
Well, but if we...
What's so weird about his parents
no,
being
no, no,
proud?
No, 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 no. Just the fact that it was like so... Everything's but that...
Hannah just starts to cry, sadly. Slightly.
So are we saying that Mr. Sealing changed our memories and that none of this is real?
I don't know how long stuff hasn't been real. Like, maybe it's just from the time that we ran away from the place. Like, let's go back to the crater. I just want to see it for myself.
I propose a test. If none of this is real, then I could murder Oscar Wilde with complete impunity.
Not necessarily, Bertie. We don't know. You know when
You know what I'd enjoy right now?
You remember when...
Some silence.
No.
Remember when we were in the canteen in the ordinateurs and people were just moving around us? Like, they were still real. We were still real. There was just slight tweaks.
Yeah, I think that might actually be one. He's still probably a meritocratic contact, so you will still be arrested and executed.
Not necessarily murderable right now. Let's just go back to the crater right now.
Definitely.
Very well.
Yeah.
You heading out? Oscar Wilde's obviously
Hammond
down in the
porch. Hammond just sits down, starts eating.
Hammond. Hamid.
Hamid, you're coming with us.
Hamid.
Look, we've had this discussion with Sasha. Do a grief later, deal with problem now.
What's the point?
What do you mean, what's the point?
If it can control all our perceptions this strongly, how can we possibly fight against it?
All right, go jump off the balcony. See you later.
Don't
follow
that.
His advice.
Are you going to do that? Are you going to go and jump off the balcony? Right, so there is still a point, isn't there? Because you're not willing to just do that. So come with us and sort it out.
We don't know. There might be a way through this, Hamid. And we don't know how much of this stuff is real. Some of the discussions we've had have been in that room, I think. I don't know if that was a false memory either. Like, let's go to the crater.
If we can't trust our own perceptions of reality, then nothing we can do can make any difference.
Hang on a minute. Did A-level philosophy.
Hang on a minute. Go in the magic room, the null room.
But if you don't believe any of this is real, what's even to say we're awake right now? What's even to say that we're actually in the building we think we're in.
Right, this telegram seems to be the only thing that's saying something bad. Let's go back. We need to get in that crater.
I think something might be punching through and trying to give us a message, which means it's still worth getting a message.
It's good cheesecake, at least.
Well, great. I mean, and we know that was real because
we had
good cheesecake before.
Right, someone wheel, please.
Oh, right. Comes back and pushes Zolf forward with one hand while eating cheesecake from the other hand.
Thank you.
It's not so bad, Hamid. We just need to check stuff out.
It tastes delicious.
Yeah.
Let's grab some cheesecake as well and a little slice of a Brutor.
Wilde is there in the doorway. Leaving?
Yeah, we've just got an errand to run. If you wait here, we'll be back in give it half an hour.
Sure, okay.
Yeah, oh, have some of the cheesecake. It's lovely.
Okay.
Come on, Oscar. We can eat it together.
Okay.
Hamid, really?
Hamid hasn't stood up. He was not in the slightest bit persuaded by anything you said. He's going to just sit there and eat the cheesecake.
This could be it. If you stay here, this could be it.
Doesn't matter anyway. How will we ever know we've won? How will we ever know what's real ever again?
We can try.
Good luck.
All right. Thought you were a little bit more... Whatever. Yeah, fine. Let's go.
Okay. So... Heading into the lobby, there is a throng of people crushed against the front.
We head out the back.
Yep, the maitre d' who's there, of course. Please come out this way. He gestures you out to the back. He also opens the door and goes, there's actually a tunnel that leads to a separate building that we own, because obviously this kind of situation wouldn't happen.
Oh, well, good.
Oh, great, yeah, cheers. Oh, tunnels, I like tunnels.
Gestures for you to head in. It's carpeted, there's pictures and so on. It's a short walk.
Oh, did you have could we just borrow some rope?
I can arrange for it if you give me a couple of moments.
Yes, please. Rope and maybe some hooks.
Units pass. Come back with the rope. Passes it to you.
Put it in my bag of holding.
It's about 100 foot.
Right, thank you. Head down the tunnel to the other place.
Yep.
We're now at the lip of the crater.
There is still a crowd around the crater and still a bunch of paladins. They're all cheering as you're coming nearby. And the paladins, you know, obviously let you nearby. Is there anything that I can do for you?
Can you do any spells that get rid of mind-altering spells?
Yes. Not myself, but I mean, we've got plenty of people who are able to do that. Why do you ask?
I just think it would be nice to make sure that we've got rid of maybe the lingering effects of the computers. You know that it was doing some stuff to people's minds. Just want to be double sure, you know, right? I don't know much about this magic stuff, so maybe it's good to do it twice. I don't know. Zolf, does that sound right? Yep.
I think we should probably go down first.
Oh, all right.
Because you can never be sure that people cast on you until they've done it.
Oh, right. Gosh, that's quite worrying. I've thought about that before.
Weird blind spot in your paranoia.
So it makes sense, though. I mean, yeah, no, sure. Old magic using magic. You just opened up whole new vistas of paranoia for her to examine.
Are you really healing me?
Yeah.
Wait, your arm's popping back on.
Yeah.
Well.
Right, look over the lip of the crater.
It looks traversable. There's plenty of sort of corridors and so on that come out into just a crater.
Look around and shout, does anyone happen to have any telegrams for me? Just asking. Just any telegrams? Cryptic telegrams. Anyone? No.
All right.
Well.
I'll tie this up then.
There's literally foundation, like reinforced foundations poking out all over.
I'm gonna take 20 and just do it perfectly.
Yeah. That's fine.
The words on the telegram to me again before.
Go back. Stop. Get out. Stop.
Keep staring at it. Okay, this is weird. Hammond's right, it's proper weird.
It is proper weird, but unlike him, we're not giving up.
If he's gonna fill his face.
He'll be much happier on a full stomach.
So it's not a sheer vertical cliff face. It is traversable on foot without having to do rock climbing. So if you're willing to take the time, you can go down without, you know, having to roll a climb check.
We're not being harried. So.
No, there's no stakes.
Might I suggest that given past experience that I, Sir Bertrand McGuffingham, go down first?
Yes. Sure, yeah.
Yes, that's a very sensible idea.
Okay.
So, blah, 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 take 20,
yeah, that's fine. You make it to the base. You realise that you are probably on the ceiling of what was the cavern. Which, given that everything's imploded, should have caved in.
Yep.
But there's just... there's a layer of rubble, which from the top looks a lot like a caved-in cavern, but you're one floor up.
How fragile does it look?
Jump up and down.
But jumps up and down. Nope. Stamps on the floor a lot.
It sounds a lot like you're jumping up and down on stone. It's rubble. You're still on rubble. It's just that...
Where's the staircase, then, in relation to this?
It looks like it's sort of over to one side, maybe 100 yards to one side.
Go down the staircase.
Yeah.
Givings off a piggyback.
So, heading to the staircase. It's the staircase that you came up the second time after you'd fetched the leg. So, down here, it's awash with stains of, like, whatever that fluid was. It's all drained away now, but there are stains. And heading down, you find yourself at the double-doored entrance to the cavern.
Open the top doors.
Heading in. The cavern is untouched.
Hang on a minute.
Yep.
What, the brains are still in there?
All the jars are still there. All the brains are still there.
To control room.
Give me a perception check.
8 minus 1 is 7.
Okay.
16.
16 plus 9, 25.
There is a faint glow coming from the control room.
Right.
I've got my spells back. Good.
just so we're clear about who realised that it was all wrong.
What I see this as is another opportunity for Sir Bertrand McGuffingham to save the day by smashing up the control centre. I did it so well the first time.
Did you, though? Don't know.
Almost certainly, yes. If there one thing that I know with absolute certainty, it's that I'm brilliant and great at slaying
things. We are actually in the middle of a supercomputer that wants us dead.
And... well done. Yeah, I had me going. So.
Right. Okay. Let's get in there and smash it up again.
I don't know what it was. Well, I know what.
Hello,
it was.
Mr. Ceiling.
There's no answer.
Let's go to the control room.
There's no control panel there. There's just a plain wooden door built into the room wall.
Right. Okay. Maybe.
The detritus from the creature that you destroyed is not there either.
Oh, is it the damage? Or is
no.
It, right.
Pristine.
I guess open the door. Barry, get ready.
Right, okay.
Go to and sheathe the sword.
Yep. Well, I'm giving Zoff a piggyback here, so maybe you could...
I'll carry him, like...
No, well, it's right. Actually, no, no. If,
oh,
I'd
maybe
rather
you could
be much more
door.
Useful if you fought without me on your back, because you just open the door with one hand.
Very well. Percy opens the door.
Who steps through first?
Percy.
Okay. As you open the door, you can see a room on the far side of it. It has... all four of you in, Hamid as well, all in the exact poses that you were at, with Hamid literally having pushed buttons like at the control panel, and everything's perfectly still on the far side of the door. Bertie, you walk through.
Gosh, I am handsome.
He walks through.
with those words.
He walks through and disappears.
We should get Hamid. We need to bring Hamid. This is... Zolf, we can't go through this. We're going to leave him in some kind of trapped reality.
Okay, you just leave me here. Go get him.
Right, okay. We can't... I can totally convince him about... Yeah,
just if, right. Knock him out and drag him if you have to.
Cut to Hamid. You are currently sat, presumably with Oscar Wilde.
Oh, I ate so much cheesecake, Oscar.
I'm so sorry. I mean, I probably should have done something, but, you know, you seem to be having a good time.
It was...
Hold me back, Oscar. I'm going for it.
It was glorious.
You're all right. You seem off.
So full.
Tell you what, I'll go get you something. He goes to snap one of the waiters. And no one's there. For goodness sake, he stands up, goes over to the door, heads out.
It's fine, it's fine. I'm just gonna...
There's a knock.
I'm just gonna take a nap.
It's a knock that feels vaguely familiar. It's very regular. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock.
Oh, dear.
Knock, knock, knock.
I, with effort, lift my head from the table and glance around the room for the servants.
Knock, knock, knock. There aren't any there. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock.
I...
Knock, knock, knock.
Stumble knock, knock, and stagger to the door.
Knock, knock, knock.
And open it.
Sasha's mechanical man is stood on the other side of the door.
I squint up at him. What?
An extremely distorted voice comes out of the mechanical man.
You're back. Get out.
What?
It's a bit of a delay.
You're back. Get out.
Back where? Out of what?
It reaches out and grabs your hand, surprisingly delicately for something so large, and then it drops down on one knee. And it holds your hand in its other hand.
This is beautiful.
And it takes up plot.
And it looks eye to eye.
Sometimes you have to try.
I vomit on it.
Prince smug face as well. You've taken your moment. Look what I'm going to do to your moment. Look at your moment.
Aaron's going to excrete a fluid on the scene as per usual.
Why think about your moments?
You feel better.
Yes, I do.
It tilts its head a moment.
Oh, sorry. I cast prestidigitation and clean the vomit off it.
You don't get to give up. Sasha needs you.
Is there still a chance?
There's an easy way to find out.
Hammond bolts for the... He doesn't even use an elevator. He goes straight for the stairs. As fast as his tiny little legs will carry him, he's going to run towards...
Cut back to...
The Arc de Triomphe.
Everyone back into...
The Arc de Ordinateur.
Cut back to everyone who's back in the crater. Yep. Bertie has gone through a door and disappeared.
Yep.
Nothing has changed on the other side of the scene, apart from the fact that there's only one Bertie on the other side of the door, and it's the one that's frozen.
I put Zolf down and say, look, I'm going to get Hamid. I can't leave him in this place.
Yeah.
You're all right here?
Yeah, it's fine.
I'll give him a dagger.
I've got... Spells.
I've got 14 daggers.
All right, yeah, I'll take. Yes,
give him a dagger. Right, it's a good dagger. Look after it.
I will.
It's one of my favourites. One of my 14 favourites.
Just
and I run up where we came from.
So you're running back up the way we come.
Yeah.
Okay. Cut back to Hamid. As you're running, the crowd at the front doors aren't there anymore. Give me a perception check.
18.
So you head out and you start. Presumably still on foot, just bolting it. Yep. It is a runnable distance. Like I said, you're only like across the way.
Yeah.
You notice there's a billboard on the side. It just says, look after her for me.
I do a very poor salute at the billboard. I have no idea how to salute, but I want to acknowledge it in some way.
Just like, you're okay, kid.
Hey, you!
Debrett is notably silent on how to address.
Quite tricky etiquette.
There's
situation.
Some situations it just doesn't cover. I've always wondered why.
Yeah, it's not as comprehensive as it should be.
So, running as fast as you can, just beelining straight for it. Just as you reach the lip of the crater, you see Sasha just having hauled herself back up the rope to the top of the crater.
All right,
Sasha,
great.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. We found, like, basically, none of it's real. Just come with me.
So, we will cut ahead to back into... I'm presuming that you are heading back into
chamber. Yeah, we go back to the... I left Zolf here, but I left him with a good dagger, so he's probably all right.
Zolf, cut to you.
Cool.
Nothing happens for a while. Eventually, Sasha and Hamid make their way in through the cavern towards you.
See, look, there's this door, Hamid. I don't know if you know any magic stuff about how.
Right, yeah, this is.
And Bertie went through
we're,
and then.
We're
he
way
vanished.
Beyond what
yeah,
I've
this is
ever
some, this
learned.
Is some big bad juju.
We've got
a. That's a technical term. Well done, Zolf.
I think.
Might have picked it up.
Bertie's already through there, so we don't really have much choice. We just go through.
Well, let's go.
Yeah. Carry, please.
Yep, okay.
Oh, here's your dagger back.
Right, like, stow it away. You can't even tell where it was hidden in the folds of the leather jacket. And then pick Zolf up, but still, like, awkwardly am holding another dagger just out.
Mm-hmm.
Right, let's go. Hamid behind me. Step through.
Yep.
I follow.
Time skips. You all find yourselves in the positions that you were relative in that room.
Yep.
Hamid, your hands are hovering over the board. Zolf, you're still craned up mid-conversation with Mr. Ceiling. I will never forgive any of you for that. Sasha, you're kind of in a ready stance, and Bertie, you're there. Hamid, your hand is already down on the button, and another one already on a lever.
Yeah.
All you need to do is push and pull.
Yeah, do it.
You do it?
I mean, it worked so well last time.
Yeah.
Everything goes black instantly. You know that sound you can get where there's air conditioning that you don't really realise was on until it stops and then you realise the silence? Imagine the biggest version of that possible. Just winding down. Winding down. Zolf. Still have dark vision? The room's still there. Everything's fine. Lights have just gone off. But all of them. At once. There is the faint sound of machinery cooling, things slowing down. And then an echoing silence. An echoing silence.
Okay. All the lights went out.
Was that the right thing to do?
All the lights have gone out.
Seems like you just switched it off.
Are we?
It was easier than
how
expected.
How was that?
How
so
did it do?
I guess it's a last defense.
There is a hiss from the chamber behind you.
Sasha. Okay, walk forward 3 paces.
This is a nightmare.
And we'll close it up. We make such niche references. Just such niche references.
Hey, they brought it back. It's fine. Yeah. People know about it now.
It's the real thing. Just Google it. Google every pun.
It's Nightmare every with pun. A K. Yeah. It's a funny joke.
Yeah.
Lights come back on. And we all get out of bed. On our first day in the Rangers. Working with that Bertie chap. He seems nice. He seems like a nice
this
man.
Time we come up with a better name, though.
Yeah.
Right, we'll wrap up there, and we hope you tune in next week.
Please tune in. I hope there's not another layer of this.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
I've already made the Inception joke. I'm not going to make another one. I used that. That's done.
So thanks all.
Prescient, but done.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Pointedly in lots of directions. Gosh, because he doesn't want to look at Zolf. No?
This is much funnier if you're sitting in the room and can see Lydia doing the exact same thing.
Because they've got binaural sound going on. I don't know whether it makes any difference.
I can't do binaural sound, that's so difficult.
Many sounds. 3D sound. Sound in your face.
Podcast.
Over here.
The 4D experience.
I'm over here. Yeah. I'm in time and space.
Chief Haringey, formerly sergeant, formerly captain, having
that's generally how it works.
I don't know the order of police ranks.
Well, he's only bounced around.
Formerly first petty officer, formerly
formerly child,
formerly grand high chancellor,
superintendent, perhaps.
Okay, I might just go back.
Yeah,
I'll keep that in the blooper so that I look bad.
Okay,
but I might just replace it for the flow.
Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Superintendent Haringey, having successfully captured Barrett.
I'm still laughing at the Superintendent.
Everyone, go watch The Simpsons, the old ones. They're quite funny.
If Superintendent Barrett stops working, like, at the end of the day, you just have to take him out of his seat and blow on the cartridge back in his chair and he works again. That's pretty good. Carry on.
Superintendent Harry... Again, if you're willing to take the time and it's not like there's lightning and thunder or anything.
Oh, yeah, but we act like it's pretty fast. I mean, we take 5 rather than 20. So if we need to roll for
you're fine.
Take plausible. 5, so you just have a little break.
Yeah!
I have a Kit Kat. Lydia has an allergic reaction.
Lydia regrets the Kit Kat.
I'm in vomit. There's no real reason this time. It's just a developing theme.
He's saying hello.